Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, July 6th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Today's older Americans have made record amounts of money in their lifetimes, and now they're passing it down to their heirs. So what's being done with all that money?
You're seeing it in parents helping children buy houses. You're seeing it where money is going to philanthropy, and you're seeing it in new business formation.
Coming up, our reporter Ben Eisen talks about the massive wealth transfer that's underway in the U.S. and what it means for people's finances after the break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
It's the greatest transfer of wealth in modern history, and it's just getting underway. Baby boomers and older Americans have spent decades accumulating an enormous amount of money, an estimated net worth of nearly $35 trillion, according to the Federal Reserve. That amounts to 27% of all U.S. wealth. Now the older generations have begun distributing that wealth to their heirs. Let's discuss what's being done with all this money with our reporter, Ben Eisen. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
There's a lot of money potentially changing hands here, and it's not just coming from big tycoons like Warren Buffett. Can you put this in perspective for us? How widespread a shift in inheritances are we talking about here?
Well, what we've seen over the last few decades is that a lot of factors have sort of collided to put just an extraordinary amount of wealth in the hands of people who are over 70, sort of the oldest generations of Americans. And that 27% of wealth that they have, that people over 70 have, is up from about 20% 30 years ago. So it's definitely grown. That $35 trillion really dwarfs the size of the economy. And all told, you just have a lot of this money that eventually is going to be passed down and given away.
Well, how much money in total is actually going to the younger generations?
Well, the estimates over the next few decades suggest that about $70 trillion will be handed down. And this is sort of a broader measure that includes people that will be aging into that cohort of people that hand down money. And of that $70 trillion, according to Cerulli Associates, which does these projections, about $61 trillion of it will go to heirs and $9 trillion of it will go to philanthropy.
What's the average inheritance that heirs get, Ben? What kind of money are we talking about here?
Well, that's something that's really grown over time. So the average inheritance in 2019 was almost $213,000, and that's up about 45% from 1998, which means that on an inflation-adjusted basis, you've really seen very large growth.
And are older Americans still waiting to pass along their money until after they've died?
What you're seeing increasingly is that people are doing it during their lifetimes, basically handing down gifts to their children, to their grandchildren while they're still alive. And, you know, when you talk to people who are doing this, there's really a sense that people say, we like to see our children and our grandchildren do well and be able to buy homes and go to college without debt, you know, while we're alive, rather than at our death. So that's something that you've sort of seen perhaps a little bit of a mindset shift there.
What sort of things are being done with this money? You interviewed several older Americans and their heirs.
Well, it really depends. Wealth transfer is something that really does take place all across the wealth spectrum. The wealthiest people are going to be handing down the most money and will probably have the biggest impact on the economy. But you also have less wealthy people that are also receiving money. So, for example, we spoke with a woman who was in her 20s and received about $93,000 when her father died. And she used it to pay off her student debt, sort of encouraged her to go get a master's degree. And it allowed her to kind of enter a new relationship that she was entering into with her now husband, really without debt hanging over her.
I'd imagine that getting extra money like that can have a real effect on a person's outlook.
I think it affects different people in different ways. So the young woman who received, you know, some money from her father, it encouraged her to invest in her education and put money into an investment account that kind of takes some of her paycheck and invest it into low-cost mutual funds. And on the other end of the spectrum, additional money can also create additional problems. You have an increase in litigation around estates and broader kind of feuding, which is something that has always happened, but you know, you're seeing more of it as the dollar amounts get larger.
Taken all together, what kind of effect does all this wealth transfer have on the economy?
In some ways, it really remains to be seen what will happen. You know, you have an estimated $70 trillion that will be handed down, and that will take place over decades. But we really are already kind of seeing some of the effects of this rippling through. You're seeing it in parents helping children buy houses. You're seeing it where money is going to philanthropy, and you're seeing it in new business formation. And one of the sort of interesting findings about wealth transfer is that when somebody receives money, it can kind of give them the freedom to take more risk, basically. That's sort of one of its main effects. Data has shown that it drives a greater willingness to invest in stocks or to take on a riskier work venture, like working for a startup or starting your own business. And these are things that, you know, have a greater likelihood of failing, but also can have a big payoff as well. So it's one way in which people who have kind of received money can turn it into even more money. So that's definitely one effect that we're kind of seeing.
And of course, with large amounts of money changing hands, the IRS is paying attention. What are the current rules around these kinds of inheritances and gifts, and are they likely to change?
That's definitely something that people should be watching. It's something that, you know, may change down the line. The Biden administration has proposed, you know, a series of tax changes around estates, and there's a lot of moving pieces to it. But there is a chance that, you know, our tax rules will look a lot different in a few years than they do now. Right now, the gift tax exemption is at $11.7 million for individuals, $23.4 million for couples. It's scheduled to go back to 2017 levels in 5 years, which are lower than they are now. So there is an exemption that's larger than it has been in previous years, but we'll see what happens with that too.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Eisen. Ben, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner, filling in for J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.